child, a son, who would be your...
Nephew.
That if a child, parents were dead, that child would be a...
Orphan.
And the court would then have to appoint a...
Guardian.
And all of the people related to you, you call them your...
Relative.
And if someone is not, you might say, he is no...
Relation of mine.
All right, would you ever use anything else that no relation?
Kin.
How would you use that?
Okay, he's not kin to me, I'm not kin to him.
Have you ever, how would you describe a person you've never seen before in town? That he's a...
Stranger.
What is a foreigner?
A foreigner, somebody from a different country.
Would you ever use the term foreigner for someone who's just out of town, or someone who's...
Huh.
Right.
I just say he was from out of town.
Yeah. You've never even jokingly talked about someone as a foreigner.
Oh, maybe if you knew him real well, you know, you're just joking with him, you might say he's a foreigner to us.
Okay. Now, in master ceremonies might say ladies and
gentlemen.
How do you use that word, gentlemen? And under what circumstances do you use that word?
It'd be a formal type thing, you know.
If
you're addressing a big crowd or something, you know, you'd say ladies and gentlemen. Or, well, I mean, like, even if you were in a small group, you know, talking to your friends, you might say, gentlemen.
All right. Would you ever use the term, though, I mean, if, for instance, if someone rang the bell and you went to tell your parents, I mean, would you say there's a gentleman at the door or there's a man at the door?
I'd say there's a man at the door. All right.
What, now, under what circumstances would you call someone a gentleman other than, you said he's a gentleman? What does that mean?
Meaning the meaning of the word,
yeah.
Gentleman. I guess it'd be somebody that's neat in appearance and conducts himself well. Somebody that acts, you know, nice all the time.
But you wouldn't use the term gentleman then for I mean, you just call somebody a man. If a man at the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus' mother's name was
Mary.
And her sister,
Martha.
Yeah, what?
Martha.
Sure. And there was a song a long time ago, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
And if a boy's name is a boy, they call him Bill, but his real name is
William.
And when he was very young, they might have called him
Billy.
All right, and the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
And a female school teacher might be called a...
Schoolworm?
Is that still you?
No. Uh-huh.
You never talked about a teacher of yours while you were in school. Would you ever talk about...
Call her a schoolworm?
Yeah.
No, huh?
Or a schoolman, neither one of them.
No. Just call her a teacher.
All right, what about in schoolworm, you just think of it as an old-fashioned
yeah,
term?
Yeah, Western.
Yeah, okay. All right, you don't even think of it in terms of this area.
Mm-mm.
How about an untrained part-time minister? A person who really isn't ordained.
Preacher.
All right. You ever hear the expression jackleg used in that? You ever hear the jackleg preacher? Or yard ass preacher? If you were trying, I was here with some relatives of mine, there were two people over there, and you were trying to figure out exactly what you were doing, you'd say, well, now, that man, he's your uncle, and his wife, she's
your aunt.
Okay, and the name Sally is a nickname for.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's a frozen food dessert. And the last name is Lee. What's the first name?
Sally.
Sure. The President Kennedy's first name was.
John.
All right. And the Westmoreland, you would call him Mr. Westmoreland, you'd call him